many things. Now it's going to September 29th, 1937. Today, I have come to understand many of God's mysteries. I have come to know that Holy Communion remains in me until the next Holy Communion. A vivid and clearly felt presence of God continues in my soul. The awareness of this plunges me into deep recollection without the slightest effort of my part. My heart is a living tabernacle in which the living host is reserved. I have never sought God in some far-off place, but within myself. It is in the depths of my own being that I commune with my God. Is it beautiful? The adoration of the Blessed Sacrament from today, this communion, until next communion, for you maybe next week, the whole time is time of thanksgiving. Jesus kept in you as you were the tabernacle. It's beautiful, the concept. I say again, today I have come to understand many of God's mysteries. I have come to know that Holy Communion, the Blessed Sacrament, a vivid remains in me until the next Holy Communion. Whole time, not just 2 minutes, or already for some people it's too much, 3 seconds. Already you've gone and do what you're thinking, do what you're doing, and then Jesus says, you've gone with the wind. No, but she keep in her. A vivid and clearly felt presence of God continues in my soul. The awareness of this plunges me into deep recollection without the slightest efforts on my part. My heart is the living tabernacle in which the living host is reserved. I have never sought God in some far-off place, but within myself. It is in these depths of my own being that I commune with my God. Keep Jesus whole time until next time of Holy Communion. So even now, right now, because now we have communion, right? Until this moment, you should have this sentiment, keeping Jesus, not waiting 20 minutes later and then I will communion. Always here. My God, despite all graces, I long without cease to be eternally united with my God. And the better I know Him, the more ardently I desire Him. We don't think of Jesus because we don't have any relation. We don't live as close as possible. That's why we don't think about Jesus. A certain person came to the door today and asked to be admitted as one of our students. But she could not be admitted. She was in the great need of our house. During the conversation which I had with her, the passion of Jesus was renewed in me. When she had gone, I undertook one of the severest mortifications. Nevertheless, the next time I will not let such a soul get away. For 3 days, I suffered much on her account. How much I regret that our institutions are so small and that they cannot accommodate a greater number of souls. My Jesus, you know how much I grieve over every straying sheep. So she has mercy on all people. Practically, she can help. But her heart is still pain. Oh, humility, lovely flower, I see how few souls possess you. Is it because you are so beautiful and at the same time so difficult to remain? Humility. It's a little flower, but very difficult to keep it, to be humble. Very difficult. Oh yes, it is both the one and the other. Even God takes great pleasure in her. The floodgates of heaven are open to a humble soul, and a sea of graces flows down upon her. Oh, how beautiful is the humble soul. From her heart, as from a censer, rises a varied and most pleasing fragrance, which breaks through the skies and reaches God himself, filling his most sacred heart with joy. God refuses nothing to such a soul. She's all-powerful and influences the destiny of the whole world. God raises such a soul up to his very throne, and the more she humbles herself, the more God stoops down to her, pursuing her with his graces and accompanying her at the very moment with him, with his omnipotence. Such a soul is the most deeply united with God. O humility, strike deep roots in my own being. O virgin, most pure, but also most humble, help me to attain deep humility. Now I understand why there are so few saints. It is because so few souls are deeply humble. Can you hear? You understand? Why so few saints? Because so few humble persons. If you're angry, you're not humble enough. Your ego is bigger than anything. That's why you're angry. If you have the heart of Jesus, you have all the time the peace, right? Just think how you live as Jesus would live. That's one of the ways that we can practice humility. What would Jesus say at this moment? What will he react? No? Many times our ego is very big. Eternal love, death of mercy, O triumph, holiness, yet one God, whose bosom is full of love for all, as a good father, you scorn no one. O love of God, living fountain, pour yourself out upon us. Your unworthy creatures, may our misery not hold back the torrents of your love, for indeed there is no limit to your mercy. Jesus, I have noticed that you seem to be less concerned with me. Now Jesus responds, yes, my child, I'm replacing myself with your spiritual director. He is taking care of you according to my will. Respect his every word as my own. He is the well behind which I am hiding. Your director and I are one. His words are my words. So sometimes she didn't feel Jesus talking to him. But Jesus said, no, I'm talking to you through your spiritual director, confessor. So Jesus says, the priests own their will, but still it's Jesus who listens. Jesus, the one who forgives. Don't take all this human consideration so much. It's Jesus himself. You go to Jesus. Judge Jesus that through his instruments that test your humility. Maybe sometimes you say, oh, this priest, I don't like him. Oh, this priest. So, this is humility, right? Very simple example. When I make the way of cross, I'm deeply moved at the 12 stations, as 12 station. Here I reflect on the omnipotence of God's mercy, which passed through the heart of Jesus. In this open wounds of the heart of Jesus are enclosed all poor humans and those individuals whom I love as often as I make the way of the cross. From the font of mercy, issued two rays, that is the blood and the water. With the immensity of this grace, they flood the whole world. The blood and the water, the two rays. No? When one is ill and weak, one must constantly make efforts to measure up what others are doing as a matter of course. But even those matter of course, things cannot always be managed. Nevertheless, thank you, Jesus, for everything, because this is not the greatness, not the greatness of the works, but the greatness of the effort that will be rewarded. What is done out of love is not small. Oh, my Jesus, of your eyes see everything. I do not know why I feel so terribly unwell in the morning. I have to muster all my strength to get out of bed, sometimes even to the point of heroism. The thought of Holy Communion gives me back a little more strength. And so the day starts with a struggle and ends with a struggle. You can imagine, she was very, very weak. She just struggled to get out of her bed in order to get Holy Communion by herself. Of course, later time, someone had to bring communion to her in her bed. But she struggled. The whole day, beginning with struggle, and then with struggle. When I go to take my rest, I feel like a soldier returning from the battlefield. You alone, my Lord and Master, know that though this day has contained. So she tells Jesus, you know how much I suffer. Meditation. During meditation, the sister on the kneeler next to me keeps coughing and clearing her throat. Sometimes without a break, annoying. It occurred to me once that I might take another place for the time of the meditation, because Mass had already been offered. Usually they have all their own seats, but I think for meditation they can do venue and place. So just by chance, next to her, some older sister, might be older sister, always coughing, disturbing. She would like to leave and go to another place. But then I thought that if I did change my place, the sister would notice this and might feel hurt, and I had moved away from her. Consideration, eh? So I decided to continue in prayer in my usual place and to offer these acts of patience to God. Toward the end of the meditation, my soul was flooded with God's consolation, and this is to the limit of what my heart could bear. And the Lord gave me to know that if I had moved away from this sister, I would have moved away also from those graces that flowed into my soul. Special grace. If she moved, maybe quiet, you will be quiet. That she moves from the grace. She practiced patience. It's interesting, eh? Many times want to change many things. When you think of want to change your boss, change what? Change this work, change that work. Well, who knows? Make you become insight. You gain more merits in heaven. Do you think so? Agree? Well, of course, many times very practical. Jesus came to the main entrance today under the guise of a poor young man. This young man, emaciated, barefoot and bareheaded, and with his clothes in tatters, was frozen because the day was cold and rainy. He asked for something hot to eat. So I went to the kitchen, but find nothing here there for the poor. But after searching around for some time, I succeeded in finding some soap, which I reheated and into which I crumpled some bread, and I gave it to the poor young man, who ate it. As I was taking the bowl from him, he gave me to know that he was the Lord of heaven and earth. When I saw him as he was, he vanished from my sight. When I went back in and reflected on what had happened at the gate, I heard these words in my soul: "My daughter, the blessing of the poor who bless me as they leave this gate have reached my ears, and the compassion within the bounds of obedience has pleased me, and this is why I came down from my throne to taste the fruits of your mercy." So Jesus was very pleased with what she was doing with the poor people. So Jesus disguises a young man again to taste her soup. She couldn't find the soup for the poor. I don't know where she might steal something from the sister's bowl, some soup, and give it to the poor. And Jesus tastes it. You know, sometimes it's a test. Jesus disguised as anybody just to test you. Do you really love? If the pure love, is love for Jesus, love as the way Jesus would love. Oh my Jesus, now everything is clear to me, and I understand that all that has happened. I somehow felt and asked myself, what sort of woman is this who radiates such modesty? From that moment on, there was stirred up in my heart an even purer love towards the poor and the needy. So Jesus helping her just to love as much as she can. Oh, how happy I am that my superiors have given me such a task at the door. Do nothing, just to serve people. I understand that mercy is manifold. One can do good always and everywhere in all times. An ardent love of God sees all around itself constant opportunities to share itself through deed, word, and prayer. So remember, the place where you work is a place where you can pray, offer, and to be with, like Jesus, to serve with the heart of Jesus. Now I understand the words which you spoke to me, O Lord, some time ago. Oh, how great efforts I must make to carry out my duties well when my health is so poor. This will be known to you alone, O Christ. One more. In times of interior desolation, I do not lose my peace, because I know that God never abandons a soul, except perhaps only when the soul itself breaks the bond of love by its unfaithfulness. However, all creatures, without exception, depend on the Lord and are maintained by His omnipotence. Some are under the rule of love, some under the rule of justice. It depends on us under which rule we want to live, because no one is refused the aid of sufficient grace. I'm not frightened at all by my apparent abandonment. Examine myself more profoundly to discover whether this is due to my fault. If this is not the case, then may the Lord be blessed. Now, October 1st, 1937, Jesus taught, say something. Daughter, I need sacrifice lovingly accomplished, because that alone has meaning for me. Enormous indeed, are the depths of the world which are due to me. Pure hearts can pay them by their sacrifice, exercising mercy in spirit to pay off our debts. Many people sin, So you do some sacrifice to offer it to Jesus. Then she said, I understand your words, Lord, and the magnitude of the mercy that sought to shine in my soul. Then Jesus says, I know, my daughter, that you understand it and that you do everything within your power. But write this, for the many souls who are often worried because they do not have the material means with which to carry out an act of mercy. Listen. Yet spiritual mercy, which requires neither permissions nor storehouse, is much more meritorious and within the grasp of every soul. If a soul does not exercise mercy somehow or other, it will not obtain my mercy on the day of judgment. If you don't show mercy right this on earth, you cannot get a mercy from Jesus in judgment time. Oh, if only souls knew how to gather eternal treasure for themselves, they would not be judged, for they would forestall my judgment with the mercy. We are asking mercy all the time, divine mercy. But Jesus says, first of all, you practice mercy. Okay. It's very good to keep this in mind the whole day.